This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is hour number two. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on the Genesis Communications Network, and we are up on the satellite hurled around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. We want to thank them for their service to America, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers too, as well as our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for the job you do keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, everybody else out there working the overnight graveyard shift known as the third watch, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. And check out all the freebies and the stuff we got over there. Numerous ways to listen over there, get the podcast, the whole nine yards. It's all there. But we're going to start this hour with the national anthem, and here we go. America and all those who defend, protect, and serve her, keeping all of us free and safe. Well, the big hit of the day yesterday at CPAC had to be Vice President Mike Pence, and I want to play you some of what he had to say, a very important part of his speech where he talked about it's now fashionable for the media elites and Hollywood liberals to mock and bash religious beliefs. Listen to this and tell me what you think.
You know, the freedom of religion is not just enshrined in our Constitution. It's enshrined in the hearts of the American people. But make no mistake about it. Freedom of religion is under attack in our country. Lately, it's actually become fashionable for media elites and Hollywood liberals to mock religious belief. My own family recently came under attack just because my wife, Karen, went back to teach art to children at a Christian school. Let me say before all of you, I couldn't be more proud of my wife. She's a Marine Corps mom. She's a great school teacher, and Karen, Karen Pence is a great second lady for the United States of America. But let me be clear on this point. This is not about us. It's about all of you. It's about the sincerely held belief of millions of Americans who cherish their Christian faith and Christian education. And so I'll make you a promise. Under this president and this administration, we will always stand with people of faith. We will always defend the freedom of religion of every American of every faith. So help us God.
Now, what can you say to something like that other than wow, and I totally agree with him 100%. Because, again, nothing can ever really be about the individual. This program's not about me. It's about you. It's called the Captain's America for a reason. I'm the captain, and we talk about America on this program. And if you don't like America, then you're not going to want to listen to this show. It's just that simple. But in the meantime, we talk about the positive things that are going on in America, and we let you know about the bad things that are going on in America so you can have a choice. You can have a choice. You can understand. We tell you about things that everybody should be hearing about, but they're not, because the mainstream, lamestream media doesn't want you to know about some of the things that are going on in the background. Especially when I told you about the guns and all those, mentioned all those different gun bills that are coming out of the Senate and out of the House, two out of the House, one out of the Senate, that are all designed to take guns away from good people in the event they screw up and do something bad, even though you're innocent until you're proven guilty. And you can't just lump everybody into one sum basket here when it comes to certain circumstances, because, again, people these days are saying things about other people without even proving what it is they're saying. Just look at the accusations that have come out in these congressional hearings. There's my main example right there. Well, when I come back, I'll have some more audio from the CPAC. As you probably haven't heard, these are selected people. Mike Lindell from MyPillow had a rousing speech, and I'm going to play you a little bit about what he said. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
AM 930, The Answer. Weekend Rewind. Mike Gallagher.
Every time I watch CNN, my blood pressure goes up. I break out in hives, practically. And there's a guy named David Wallace Wells. He's the climate change reporter. They have an actual climate change reporter for New York Magazine. So, if you're a climate change reporter, you know your stuff, right? Here's what he had to say to a very, very interested Fareed Zakaria on CNN over the weekend. Play one of these cuts.
Outcome. So if we don't change course on fossil fuels, by the end of the century, we'll get to about 4 degrees of warming. That would mean total global economic damages of $600 trillion, which is double all the wealth that exists in the world today. The UN says it would mean hundreds of millions of climate refugees, perhaps as many as a billion climate refugees. It would mean twice as much war as we see today, because there's a relationship between temperature and conflict. And that happens at the national level. It also happens at the individual level. So rates of murder and rape would go up. It has an impact on agricultural yields. It has an impact on public health, because mosquitoes will be flying ever farther afield. For all of these reasons, it is an all-encompassing problem. It changes or threatens to change just about every aspect of modern life as we know it. And we have it within our power to change that course and to pull up short of 4 degrees, well short of 4 degrees, but we've done so little to signal that we're serious about that, that it makes me worry that we won't do enough in time to avert some of these catastrophic impacts.
Does that sound normal to you? Does that sound normal to you, or does that sound nutty? 4 degrees of warming will lead to a billion with a B, climate refugees, twice as much war, 4 degrees of warming. Murders and rapes will go up. And my favorite, and I need to get a T-shirt with this message. Mosquitoes will be flying ever farther afield. Now, if I said that normally, you'd call the authorities and have me taken away in a straitjacket.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on AM 930. The Answer.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-910-5947. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients. So you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-910-5947. 1-800-910-5947. That number again is 1-800-910-5947.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. Best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, two of my most favorite people on the show, and Wayne comes on one day a week, and he never lets me, it's never the same day. It could be Wednesday, a Thursday, or Friday. It could be on a weekend show, for that matter. But he came on this week after a two-week lull. Part of that was because, number one, he moved, and number two, he had a kidney operation for kidney stones last week, and he said he was feeling better, but he didn't quite sound as explosive, and his voice wasn't lit up quite as much as what it was this week. But I get that when you're trying not to pop stitches and all that sort of stuff. I get that, so I understand what it was that was going on. But Wayne will be back next week. Kyle will be back Monday, and we look forward to all kinds of fun. Now, the DR Mold Solutions Company paid a visit to my backyard yesterday. One of my neighbors was listening to me promote the company, and they had a problem with some mold, and they realized that they could call DR Mold and have them come out, take a look at it, and use their process, which is the same thing they do on the chips when they have problems with the norovirus and all that sort of stuff, and the flu and whatnot. When people get sick, they come out there and decontaminate the chip. Well, you know, soon, all across the South, the hot, sticky weather will be back in full force for the summer. And the perfect breeding ground for mold is that time. Now with Dr. DR Mold, you can get control of the mold in your home or office before it does irreversible damage to your health or your property. And mold can do things like cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more. So don't put your family or your coworkers at risk. You can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA and FDA-approved method that kills mold and is effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. So contact DR Mold Solutions today by calling them at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. That number again, 727-692-9622. And ask about their back to summer special going on right now. 727-692-9622. All right, Mike Lindell, you all know who he is, the MyPillow guy. He was at CPAC, and here's what he had to say.
Now we go back in time to 2016, and I see myself in divine appointments, and one was especially important. Donald Trump invited me to meet him at Trump Tower in New York City. I walked into his office with high hopes on August 15, 2016. I walked out of that office after meeting with him, and I knew God had chosen him for such a time as this. God answered our prayers, our millions of prayers, and gave us grace, and a miracle happened on November 8, 2016. We were given a second chance and time granted to get our country back on track with our conservative values and getting people saved in Jesus' name. As I stand before you today, I see the greatest president in history. Of course he is. He was chosen by God.
Now that is powerful. And Mike Lindell believes every word of it, and I do too, for that matter. I mean, a lot of things happen. We don't understand why they happen to us in life, good and bad. But there's only one person who has control over that, and that's the Lord up above. Now you've got Sebastian Gorka, who's one of my colleagues here on the Salem Media Group radio stations. And Sebastian Gorka had this to say at the CPAC convention.
They want to rebuild your home. They want to take away your hamburgers. This is what Stalin dreamt about but never achieved. You are on the front lines of the war against communism coming back to America under the guise of democratic socialism, which is just a PC term for communism. I want everyone to take to heart, Donald J. Trump is never going to let it happen, and as he said to Congress, America will never be a socialist country.
Well, there you go. Pretty simple and direct and to the point. And then, of course, you've got Candace Owens. Now, she's a young black female, does very well, has great articles that she writes. She does a lot of research, and everybody's beginning to respect her a great deal for the comments that she comes up with. And this speech was no different than that. Listen to what she had to say.
Truth number three, racially motivated police brutality is a myth. It's simply a myth. But father absence is not. The number one issue facing black America is that fathers have been removed from the home. It's that they have been incentivizing father absence. When the single motherhood rate jumps from 23% in the 1960s to a whopping 74% today, we have a problem. It's a problem that the left does not want to talk about. It is the destruction and the breakdown of the family. Truth number four. There are 3.6 million black children living below the poverty line. There are 4 million Hispanic children that live below the poverty line. And yet Democrats want us to put illegals first. I say no thank you. I say build the wall. It's actually incomprehensible what has happened to the black community over the last 60 years. I say, I don't want a green New Deal. I want a black New Deal. And the good news, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is that that actually can be free. It doesn't cost $93 trillion. First and foremost, stop selling us our own oppression. Stop taking away our self-confidence by telling us that we can't because of racism, because of slavery. I've never been a slave in this country. Stop telling us that we need to be obsessing over our past and we should be obsessing over our future and the potential that we have. Stop having a culture which tells us that we should want to be hip-hop artists and basketball players when we should want to be doctors and lawyers. We need to stop idolizing people like LeBron James and start idolizing people like Dr. Condoleezza Rice and Dr. Ben Carson. How about give us school choice? That would be nice. Stop murdering our offspring. The theme today is what makes America great, and I'll tell you the answer. It's our philosophy. Margaret Thatcher said it best, Europe was created by history. America was created by a philosophy. Our philosophy, so perfectly laid out for us by Thomas Paine, ahead of the Revolutionary War, is common sense and freedom. It was common sense then that the colonies shouldn't have been governed by the British monarchy. It was time for an American exit. It's common sense today that the black community and the Hispanic community should not be governed by liberal ideology. It's time for a Blexit. It's common sense that the left does not care about racism, they don't care about sexism, they don't care about misogyny, they don't care about any of that stuff, they don't care about sexism. What they care about is the politicking of fear. When the left results to calling me, as I have read it, a racist, a sexist, a Nazi, because I really have the look going for me.
Now, she is absolutely spot on with what she said. And good for her. Good for her. Absolutely positively good for her. And again, if you don't know who she is, Candace Owens, Google her. Look her up online. You'll find out all the great articles that she writes. And she's really on her A-game all the time. A young, intelligent black woman who's not afraid to tell it like it is, to get up there on a soapbox, to do what needs to be done to keep America the greatest place on the planet Earth. All right, we're going to break. And when we come back from our break, we've got a caller on the line. We're going to take the caller, because I know this is going to be an interesting conversation he's going to want to have. So I won't tell you who it is. We'll let you figure it out when we come back. But anyway, this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
With everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC-certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
But North Korea says it only asked for partial sanctions relief. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Authorities in Northern California have reopened the roads into towns cut off for days by rain of a swollen river, and residents and work crews have started cleaning up the muck that flooding left behind. David Youngberg of Guerneville tells KGO, flooding from the Russia River came up to the doorknob on his lower left unit.
It's nasty. It's awful. It's dirt. You step on the carpet and dirt just spreads.
Restaurant owner Krista Lutke.
It's devastating for a lot of people, but at the same time, we're a really strong community, so I know that it's just a matter of time. We'll all be back at it.
The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office said in a statement Friday it lifted evacuation orders issued for about 3,500 people. The statement urges people to be careful because crews are still clearing roads of debris. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thanks, Julie. And coming up next, is there rain in your weekend forecast? We'll find.
Hey.
Hi.
It's been a while. Great place and nice neighborhood. You must have a strong community association board.
Thanks. I guess so, but I don't pay any attention to that stuff.
Seriously? How do you know for sure the board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment?
I don't, but what am I supposed to do?
You can get involved and connect with CAI.
CA what?
CAI, Community Associations Institute. They're a nonprofit group that has helped us build a great community. They have free resources for your association board, professional training for community managers, and helpful information for homeowners.
Thanks. I'll definitely do that.
Is the time and investment you have made in your home and community protected? Be a smart homeowner and visit CAI at responsiblecommunities.com.
Imagine if I told you that an earthquake was going to hit tomorrow right where you live. That it would be 6.5 in magnitude with aftershocks occurring twice 25 minutes apart. You'd no doubt talk with your loved ones and you'd make a plan today. It's true. I can't tell you an earthquake will happen tomorrow. But what if it does? Shouldn't you have a plan? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Within days, we reported on this show that it was very suspect, this whole report.
Beaten with a noose around his neck and hospitalized.
They're going to announce that he's an abomination. They lie because they don't even care about the truth.
Weekdays at noon on AM 930. The Answer.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And our military and veterans news segment will be brought to you, by, as it always is, by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston. The other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, Tampa Bay, Florida area. And in 14 short months, ladies and gentlemen, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And let me tell you something. I don't know where you're going to start out without a college degree for $50, $60, $70, $80, $90, even $100,000 a year or more coming out of a vocational tech school. National Aviation Academy. Now, keep in mind, you should give them a call, which I'm going to give you the number in a minute. Check them out online at naa.edu and schedule the tour. Take a tour of one of their facilities. So the website again, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or the telephone number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, before we go over and talk about what's going on with our military, which there's not a lot of news tonight, thank goodness. Things are kind of quiet right now. We've got Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, who wants to chime in about CPAC. Yes, sir, Mr. Dan.
I'll tell you what, one of the things I miss about politics was the annual CPAC convention because it was always inspirational. You know, you have the propensity sometimes to get discouraged in the middle of the fight. But when you went there and you heard first-class people speak, Ann Coulter, for instance. That was one of my favorite speakers. Also, she was nice to look at. And when you get there and all the groups that show up, whether it's the Young American Foundation or the Leadership Institute, it's great for young people. I would just tell any young person, if you're interested, there's no time like the present to get involved in Republican politics. Get involved in a campaign. Go to a campaign headquarters, a county party, lick envelopes, make phone calls, do some texting. The more high-tech skills you have, the better off you'll be. I think that was one of the things that got me through it a lot of times was CPAC. You know, the Leadership Institute, they offer a campaign school that's very reasonable in price. They train a lot. They have a congressional staffing school that they host a couple times a year. If you, that's always great. Even if you're never a congressional staff, you'll kind of figure out how it works. And anytime you go to Congress, the House or the Senate, the first thing that often floors people is that the country is actually ran by a bunch of 20-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, congressional staff, fresh out of college, idealistic. I think you see that with Alexandria Ocasio Polar Vortex. I mean, this is one time where
she's 29 years old, though, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I tell you what, though, she looks like she's about 22.
Mm-hmm.
And she has the mentality of a 20-year-old. And it was really funny. I talked to
Well, you got me on that one because I thought it was more like 14 or 15.
Eighth grade.
Yeah.
Third eighth grade level. But that's one of the things. I love it when young people get involved and they stay involved and they start cutting their teeth. The younger, the better, because the future is in their hands. You know, right now the millennials have went way over to the left, but it looks like Generation Z is going way over to the right.
They are, and they believe they're absolutely having a fit about this abortion stuff.
Oh, yeah, that seems to be the key issue taking them to the right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're not socialist at all.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the pendulum always swings, and you never know what part you're in until you get there. So I would just tell any young person that's listening, find a place to jump in and hang on and put everything into it. You'll love it, whether it's at college or on the street that you live on. Just get involved in politics. Get them out to vote because, like I said, the future is in their hands.
Yep.
And the second thing I want, kind of precautionary, I am wondering when they extradite the Yahweh executive, the CFO, from Canada to the United States,
mm-hmm.
whether Xi Jinping will stay in China instead of going to Mar-a-Lago to see President Trump on the trade deal. I think this could be a big stumbling block on the trade deal. And I'd also, when the Canadians took her, when they arrested her in Toronto, I don't know why Trump didn't get more Americans out of China, or at least put a precautionary signal out to Americans there that they might want to leave. So this could go from bad to worse. It could get ugly. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Chinese have already apprehended 4 Canadians in China, and really the Canadians have nothing to do with it. Canada is a big user of Yahweh equipment. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that nothing like that will happen to Americans, but I know there's a lot of greedy Americans over there trying to make money. But
yeah.
This time, they have to get out, at least temporarily, until this part is smoothed over and figured out. But I think that she's going to be part of the trade deal as well, somehow. He's going to use her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping best on this.
Okay, well, I got to let you go, and I'll catch you next week.
Okay, Captain Matt. Hopefully I'll see you in 3 weeks.
All right. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, and he's up there where there is snow headed his way this weekend. Now, the MIA update this week, we had a number of our returning POW MIAs and missing in action that were identified, starting with Navy Reserve Journalist Third Class Raul A. Guerra, who on October the 8th, 1967, was on a flight from the aircraft carrier USS Oriskany, taking pictures approximately 11 miles northwest of Da Nang when his aircraft was shot down by hostile fire. Army Corporal Benjamin W. Scott, July 1950, killed in combat near Chawan, South Korea. Army Captain Rufus J. Hyman, who was an infantry officer with Company A, 1st Battalion, 34th Infantry Regiment, 24th Infantry Division in July 1950, was engaged in combat, killed in action near Kwambyan-ni in South Korea. Army PFC James C. Williams, a medical company, 34th Infantry Regiment, was killed in Korea near Taejon on July 20th, 1950. Army Corporal Stephen P. Nemec was killed in late 1950. He was with the 1st Cavalry Division, engaged in heavy fighting, killed in action. And Army Air Force and Staff Sergeant Carl M. Schaefer, who was killed in the Gilbert Islands when his B-24 bomber he was aboard crashed there in the islands. Army Air Force's 1st Lieutenant Burley E. Curtis, member of the 377th Fighter Squadron, was killed in a dive bomb attack over Brizou, France, in 1944. And Navy Reserve Seaman 2nd Class Ira M. Slayton was killed in the Tarawa Islands back in 1944. People were on board the USS Colorado, came under attack from a concealed Japanese shore battery, and a lot of damage done to the ship. Now, Army PFC Clifford M. Mills was a member of the 82nd Airborne Division, was killed on September 18, 1944, in Germany after his division came down in the gliders. Army Air Force's 2nd Lieutenant Walter B. Stone, a pilot with the 350th Fighter Squadron in October 1943, was killed in France. Navy Machinist Mate 2nd Class Archie T. Miles was aboard the USS Oklahoma that went down December 7, 1941, and also a shipmate, Navy Seaman 2nd Class David B. Edmondson, was aboard the USS Oklahoma that went down December 7, 1941. And welcome home to all those brave heroes. Our country will never forget the job that you did keeping us free and safe. And that's what it's all about. People are willing to give up their lives to keep this great country of ours red, white, and blue. And then you got some fools that come along that want to make it socialist, turn it into the hammer and sickle. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Dream on if that's what you're thinking. It is not going to happen on my watch. Or your watch either. That's why you're listening to this program. All right. We're going to come back with another Trucker's Highway and Bible Report before we get into Ron Edwards in the next hour. Ron is up and alert and at it, and he knows what we're going to talk about. So I shall return. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
Dennis Prager points out the truth.
We are told that the left is pro-science and the right is anti-science because we don't believe that we should bankrupt Western civilization because the world will come to an end in 12 years. We are going about it the wrong way, that everything we'll do bankrupting the West will change the temperature perhaps a half a degree. Perhaps.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before Phil's Gang at 3 on AM 930. The Answer.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-290-7100. That's 800-290-7100. 800-290-7100.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Big News Hotline.
AC Guys says he'll do a brand new unit, no money down, zero interest for like forever, and a couple grand trade-in for my old AC. Says I'll save thousands. What do you think?
Fake news, my friend. They add the sum of compounding interest on financing plus a down payment to the front end. Throw in a dash of bloated profit margin, top to the fake trade-in value, making it sound like a real deal, when in reality, they're dealing a five-year death blow to your billfold. Fake financing news.
Don't get caught up in AC company pricing scams. Google Total Air Solutions online at TotalAirFL.com. Total Air Solutions is happy to install a brand new quality Carrier system at a fair price with no hidden costs or trade-in gotchas. If you do prefer financing, Total Air Solutions works with reputable lenders to keep your home and your bank account from melting down. Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business since 2003. Connect at TotalAirFL.com. TotalAirFL.com.
License number CAC057284.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit Run.
Oh yeah, old Jerry Reed up there with Fred in the front seat riding around in that cloud chasing the bandit, Burt Reynolds, and the frog is down here looking up at them just laughing away. Well, here we go, folks. The Truckers Highway Viber Report, always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and I'll be up at Moss Nissan today in Newport. Richie will tell you all about that in just a few minutes. Now, a major storm is racing coast to coast this weekend. We told you about it coming off the West Coast. We told you it was going to get out there in the Midlands. We told you it was going to come zooming across the East, and it's already almost to St. Louis, Missouri, with the front part of the storm. But the major winter storm with an array of hazards will impact most of the country this weekend. The storm will cross California, already has, the Great Basin, and the central Rocky Mountains, which is right about where it is right now, on Saturday, delivering heavy rain to the lower elevations and heavy snow to the mountains. Now, they had 4 feet of snow out west and they've had another 2 feet on top of it from this storm. So they've had 6 feet within the last 10 days in the Sierra Nevadas in California and Oregon, Washington State, and Nevada. Now, the storm will then quickly shift across the eastern half of the U.S. on Sunday. There'll be areas of heavy snow where there's already snow in the area right now tonight. And heavy rain and severe thunderstorms will be part of this, too, as the hot air, the warmer air, sorry, and the colder air clash together. So let's go where this is at right now. Colorado, you're in the middle of it. That's the D zone, if you want, the drop zone for the snow. Now, that's where it's starting right now because it's come across the Rocky Mountains. There's a lot of winter storm warnings in the Colorado area. Denver, it looks like you've got one there in your immediate area. Fort Collins, west of Denver, going up over the top. Looks like you'll have to throw iron going up over Vail and Eisenhower. Grand Junction, you got snow all the way to there. And southwestern Colorado in the mountains, snow there. Northern New Mexico tonight, snow there coming out of Albuquerque on 25. And a general snow to the east of Denver across I-76 and I-70 over into Kansas. Now, let's move up just a bit before I drop down to Kansas. Snow across half of Nebraska tonight. Western Nebraska along I-80. You've got a winter storm warning all the way back to Cheyenne and all the way over to Laramie. So it's going to be exciting from Laramie to about Sydney, Nebraska tonight. And just be very careful there. You've got a general snow falling out in front. Halfway across Nebraska up into the Rapid City area of South Dakota. And then Kansas is totally inundated with snow at the present time. A winter storm warning for central Kansas along I-70 all the way across right now to just west of Topeka. And a winter storm watch out in front of it for the rest of Kansas into Missouri, right straight across Missouri. I-70, again, is the path that it seems to be following at the moment. It's also up along I-80, but it hasn't gotten that far yet to where it's affecting either Iowa or Illinois. But it probably will, and the snow will be going into Illinois, again, following I-70. You've got high winds ahead of it. And you've got a temperature clash between warmer temperatures and colder temperatures right there in Illinois, Kentucky, and southeast Missouri. So be advised there may be some severe weather in the mix there. Now, over to the east, there is snow winding down right now, but that'll all be have its place taken by this storm coming across. You've got a general snow flurry movement tonight, northeastern West Virginia, the mountains of Maryland, across central Pennsylvania, I-81, again, going up into the New York state line, a central area there of snow from the the Maryland border to the New York line. And then that snow angles across I-84 up into New England, and then it will be dropping off there. You do have some snow tonight in northeastern Wisconsin. It looks like up around Green Bay you're getting snow right now. Now, out west right now, out west in Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, and east of Idaho, 4th of July, you have a winter storm warning and a red flag. That means you're hanging iron going over 4th of July tonight. And the western part of Montana, general snow, and it's very cold up in Montana tonight, as well as North Dakota and the western part of South Dakota. That cold temperature weather is going to the east, Rapid City. Besides snow, you got some very cold temperatures. Wyoming, again, you've got cold temperatures scattered across Wyoming, high winds to the west, and again, going across I-80 from Laramie all the way to about Sydney, Nebraska, winter storm warning. In Nevada, you've got snow in the eastern third of Nevada, south of I-80, about 40 miles or so in the higher elevations. Winds tonight, high winds in the Reno, Nevada area. Snow over on the California side, Lake Tahoe. Looks like you're getting snow. Winter storm warning in the Sierra Nevada mountains, California-Nevada line. High winds down below in California. Las Vegas, you're getting some wins tonight there. Flagstaff, looks like you're getting some wins up there. West Texas, high wind warnings from Amarillo all the way down to Midland, all the way down to Fort Stockton, all the way across to San Antonio. And then you've got some fog along the Gulf of Mexico tonight from about Galveston all the way down to the Mexican border. So be careful there. And that's about it, except for some scattered rain showers along the Mississippi River coming up through Mississippi and northeast Louisiana, southeastern and south central Arkansas, and some rain scattered across Tennessee tonight. And that's about it. Now, again, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, with their four dealerships, the two Nissan dealerships, one in Crystal River, where I'll be in a couple of weeks on a weekend, Saturday, and I'll be in Newport Richey tomorrow, or today rather, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Today, Saturday, I'll be there. I'll have the AM 860 sun tent set up there, the sun shelter. You'll be able to see it, because I'll be outside along with the Sheriff's Department. Big contingent of Pasco County Sheriffs will be there with their equipment on display, plus their two television stars, K-9 Shep, K-9 Yogi, with their handlers from Live PD on A&E. Something the whole family can take a part in. They're going to have a big event. I'm telling you, this is going to be a big event today. They're expecting a boatload of people, and there'll be lots of media coverage there, too, for this. Can't wait. Can't wait. It's going to be fun. Lots of fun. Can't wait to see you there. I'll have the $500 coupons I'll be giving out for another little added bonus to your deal on a vehicle, should you want to buy one. That'll be some more incentive for you. And every vehicle that Moss Nissan sells today, they will give $200 of the proceeds from that vehicle to the Pasco County Sheriff's Department, who is going to be buying another canine. They need another canine. Moss Nissan up there in Newport Richey, located at US 19 and State Route 54 in Newport Richey. Just look for the giant American flag. And, I mean, you'll see that American flag 2-3 miles away before you ever get to it. Right up in the air. Big, beautiful American flag. Can't miss it. That's Moss Family Automotive, and that's Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. Also, don't forget Moss Family Chevrolet down here in Tampa on Northdale Mabry. And you've also got Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs. I'll be stopping by there to shake some hands probably in a couple of weeks as I go up to Crystal River. Or when I come back down, I may stop there. All right. Lots more. The Captain's America Third Watch coming back. Ron Edwards, TheRonEdwards.com. The Edwards Notebook Guy will be with us. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
Profile America. Saturday, March 2nd. The first issue of Time magazine appeared on newsstands 96 years ago tomorrow. The co-creator, Henry Luce, founded other famous magazines such as Life and Sports Illustrated. In 1935, he married Claire Booth Luce, whose own life was filled with accomplishment. She edited two magazines, Vogue and Vanity Fair, and was a successful playwright. In the 1940s, she served two terms in the House of Representatives as the first woman sent to Congress by Connecticut. And in 1953, she became ambassador to Italy, one of the first women to represent America in a major nation. While not the powerhouse it once was, Time magazine still goes on. Nationwide, there are some 5,600 periodical publishing establishments.